If the men come suddenly, I will be ready to kill myself. Do you feel sorry for me, for thinking always in this way? If the men come and they find you not ready, then it will be me who is feeling sorry for you. For the first 6 months in the detention center, I screamed every night, and in the day I imagined a thousand ways to kill myself. I worked out how to kill myself in every single one of the situations a girl like me might get into in the detention center. In the medical wing, morphine. In the cleaner's room, bleach. In the kitchens, boiling fat. You think I am exaggerating? Some of the others that were detained with me, they really did these things. The detention officers sent the bodies away in the night because it was not good for the local people to see the slow ambulances leaving that place. Or what if they released me, and I went to a movie and I had to kill myself there? I would throw myself down from the projection gallery, or a restaurant. I would hide in the biggest refrigerator and go into a long, cool sleep. Or the seaside. Ah, at the seaside, I would steal an ice cream van and drive it into the sea. You would never see me again. The only thing to show that a frightened African girl had ever existed would be 2,000 melting ice creams bobbing in their packets on the cool blue waves. After 100 sleepless nights, I had finished working out how to kill myself in every single corner of the detention center and the country outside, but I still carried on imagining. I was weak from horror, and they put me in the medical wing. Away from the other prisoners, I lay between the scratchy sheets, and I spent each day all alone in my mind. I knew they planned to deport me, so I started to imagine killing myself back home in Nigeria.